good.
Looks good. Now it's red.
All right, thanks for coming up, guys. I don't know if how good you were listening during the readings, but we heard about Abram and how God made a big promise to Abram, and the Bible says that Abram believed what God told him. So today we're going to talk about promises, God makes promises, and about faith. Faith is when we believe that God will do what he says he will do in the Bible. That's faith. Okay, and I'm going to give you an example. How many of you have ever gone to a swimming pool and gone swimming? You gone swimming? Yeah, yeah. Or to a water park? Yeah? Fun, huh? Well, let's pretend. Let's pretend that we're at home in the morning and Dad says, when I get home from work, I'm going to take you to the swimming pool. All of us are going to go to the pool. What do you think? How do you feel? Happy. What do you say? Yay, I'm glad I'm going to the pool, right? And when it's about time for Dad to get home, let's say he gets home at 5 and it's 15 minutes to 5, what are you going to be doing? You'll be waiting and probably getting ready here. I brought some things. Okay, you got a snorkel. You got a towel. Of course, you're going to have your swimsuit, maybe your flip-flops. Where's my other thing? Has to go with the snorkel, a mask. So you're going to get all ready for going to this pool. Why are you getting ready? Because you believe what your dad told you, right? That he's going to take you to the pool. So you get ready. Okay, so moms and dads, though, sometimes make promises that they can't keep. What happens if Dad promises he's going to take you to the pool and the pool has a problem with their water filter and they have to close? That would be sad, wouldn't it? I mean, it wouldn't be that Dad didn't want to take you to the pool, but he just couldn't keep the promise, right? But there is one person who makes promises that he always, always, always keeps. You know who? God, right? God not only can keep all of his promises, but he does keep all of his promises because he wants us to trust him, right? He has the power to do it, and he wants to do it. In fact, he promises to keep his promises. That sounds funny, doesn't it? Since we know that about God, what should we do? Well, we should learn God's promises for us. They're in the Bible. I have a paper here that I'm going to give you. And this is God's promises for kids. For example, God promises to always be with us. God promises us a home with him forever. God promises to answer our prayers. God promises to take care of us. God promises to forgive us. God promises to guide us. And those are just a few of them. Okay, a few of the things that God promises. He promises lots of things. So we got to learn what he promises us. And then we have to believe that he's going to do it. And we have to get ready for him to do it in our lives. So let me give you these. You can take it home and read it or get help reading it and just remember it. And for the grown-ups, Pastor Sean reminded me that he has a list of promises for grown-ups. Hold on. I didn't bring them up here, but they're back on that rack in the back of the church. This little thing is a list of God's promises in the Bible for grown-ups. So that's for you guys. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for the wonderful promises you give us. Help us to know you and trust you always. Amen. Thanks for coming up.